Last week we looked at a very, very familiar text in the Gospel as recorded by Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Verse 17, Mark 10:17. When he was gone forth in the way, there came unto him one running, and kneeling, and asking him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? As we said last week, this story is told by three of the evangelists, and they stress different points. But they all say the same thing about him, that he was very rich. Verse 21 here says, Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. What was the one thing? Saving faith. One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the preacher. I wish you would all do that tonight. I'll be here tomorrow while you bring your gifts. No, that's how we translate it. Sell all you have and give it to the TV preacher. Sell all thou hast and give it to the poor. That's number one thing he has to do. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Then come, take up thy cross and follow me. He went away grieved, for he had great what? Not great money. Not one of the versions talk about him having any money. He had great possessions. There are some things much more precious to us than even money. We love honor. We love to be appreciated. Many people don't have much money, but they're intellectually rich. They're socially rich. Or they have prestige in the religious world. And yet Jesus says, Sell all that thou hast and give it to the poor. Then take up thy cross and follow me. Where? To the bank? Yes. To the bank? Yes, bankruptcy. It's an extension of the bank. It's where all the banks are going, so you may as well get to know. Bankruptcy. Unless you're bankrupt, you can't follow him. While ever you have one grain of self-reliance, self-satisfaction, self-appreciation, self-desire, self-glory, you cannot be his disciple. It negates everything that the flesh clings to. Social standing, prestige amongst Christians even. Lots of people become worse after they get saved than they were before. I need another night to explain that, but there it is. Let's jump to verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto you,